which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is eight, souls were saved by water. Now, a lot of false doctrine has been taught from this right here. And verse number 21. So he uses Noah as an example, okay, to show, and look, the most perplexing verse to a lot of people is the latter end of verse 20. Eight souls were saved by water. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Did the water save Noah and his family? No. It's not a trick question, guys. You know, water drowned a lot of people. Water killed the entire world but Noah, okay? Let's go back to Noah's story, okay? What saved Noah? The ark, which is a picture of salvation, okay? The ark saved them. Go to Genesis chapter 6. Hold your place there in 1 Peter. Let's look at that real quick, okay? But it says in 1 Peter chapter 3 that eight were saved by water, okay? Look at Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 1. It says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they looked them wives, or excuse me, they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So what's taking place here? The world has become wicked. The only people that are saved are Noah and his family. Eight people were saved, okay? The rest were destroyed by water, okay? So you say, well, how is it that they were saved by water then if they were rescued by the ark? Well, when we talk about being saved, we're talking about going to heaven. But what does that also include? Not going to hell. You see what I'm saying? So when you remove the wickedness from the land, you are basically saved because of the fact that that wickedness is no longer there. You didn't die with the people in that water. So to say that they were saved by water would make sense simply for the fact that they were not under that judgment, that wrath of God. In fact, that wrath fell upon someone else, and because of that, they were able to be saved by the ark. For example, if we were to pay for our sins, we would go to hell, but who went to hell for us? Jesus Christ. So through his suffering, through his sacrifice, through him receiving the wrath of God, we are saved.